Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am Ed Ackerley. You know, Jump in Tucson is a really unique format where we have different hosts on covering a wide range of topics. I host Monday, the University of Arizona Wonder Series, where we talk about the wonderful things happening at the University of Arizona. On Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour, and on Wednesday, Grant Kruger hosts restaurants and a little bit of politics and current events. On Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks Visit Tucson and attractions in Tucson. And then on Fridays, we talk about success stories, business organizations, individuals that have done good things in the community. One of those is an Arizonan who is doing good things, and hopefully he's going to take it to Washington, D.C. It is Sheriff Mark Lamb from the Sheriff of Pinal County, and he is a candidate for the United States Senate. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on and talking to us. You know, we're getting close to the end of the primary season here with just a few days left in the turning in ballots and voting and so forth, going to polls and voting. And so, you know, now is the time. If you will probably have doing 15 events a day leading up until the end of the event. So it's like drinking from a fire hose, as they say. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I knew it would be a lot of work, but it is a tremendous amount of work, especially when you have to get out and do the real grassroots. You got to go to so many events. You know, we've raised a good amount of money, and you know, but by no means have we had, you know, a ton. So we've had to really just get out and grind this out. Yesterday I was in Flagstaff in the morning, drove all the way home, had some few things I had to do at work, and then drove back up to Camp Verde last night, spoke there, drove back down last night. So that's what it's been like for a year and a half. But you know what? I've loved every minute of it. It's been great. And it's been an honor to be able to present myself in front of the people of Arizona to try to earn their vote.
You know, when I ran for mayor a couple of times, and people often asked me what the best part was, and, you know, it was tough doing all the events and being everywhere, 15 sometimes a week. But what was really nice was the stories that people come up and talk to you and tell you their story of why they love Arizona, why they want to be a citizen, why they want to live here, why they want to stay here, why they want to build a business and a family here. And so that is the reward of running for office, is that ability to engage with people.
It really is. And then the other thing you realize is you're not alone. You know, there's a lot of other people out there that are just as frustrated as I am with the direction of the country. And it's kind of reassuring to know that I'm not the crazy one. You know, like, we've got some real problems in this country, and everybody's been motivated to change it. And so you hear their stories and you feel their passion, and it just honestly, it keeps driving me forward.
Well, you know a lot about yourself, and I know some about you, but, you know, for those that are just now engaging with their ballots and holding them in their hands and sitting at their kitchen tables or going to, I went to a polling place because that's me, and thinking about who am I going to vote for, quite honestly, there's a lot of people out there that haven't even engaged in the process of knowing that there's an election. They realize there's a presidential election maybe, but they may not really realize down ballot what's happening in the U.S. Senate and other places, in municipalities and so forth. So could you just spend just a minute or so and tell us a little bit about Sheriff Lamb and what you do and your responsibilities at Pinal County and kind of that journey that you've had over the last few years to get you to run for Senate?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in law enforcement for close to 20 years, and I've been blessed to be the sheriff in Pinal County for the last 8 years. We're not a border county. We're between Phoenix and Tucson, but we still deal with a lot of the border issues that come up through here because it comes on the I-10 or through the desert. So we are the last choke point before they get into Phoenix and distribute throughout the rest of the country, whether it's human trafficking or drug trafficking. We have 600 employees. Our county is 5,400 square miles, the size of the state of Connecticut. And we have a budget of over $60 million that we manage and balance and stay within. And so I've been blessed to be the sheriff for the last 8 years, won a couple elections. And what I realize is there's a lot of issues that I can't fix on a county level. I can keep the wolves from the herd, but at some point, somebody's got to go out and hunt those wolves. And a lot of these issues we're dealing with as a country are happening at a national level. And I just couldn't stand by and do nothing, especially knowing I had the skill set, the expertise, the experience to go in and deal with border issues, which is the number one issue in this country, economy, having somebody that understands government budgets and balances and stays within those budgets, crime's on the rise, somebody that understands the depth of crime and how that relates to our communities, and just overall, just patriotism and love of this country and Constitution. And like I said, there's an old Danish saying that says, he who has the ability has the responsibility. And my wife and I and our family felt the responsibility to take that experience that I've gained and gleaned as a sheriff and as a law enforcement guy and apply it on a national level as hopefully as the next U.S. Senator for the state of Arizona.
Great. How did you and your family get to Pinal County? Why are you there? Why are you not in Tucson or in Phoenix? Why did you land out in Pinal County? How did your family land there?
So we were actually, my dad was raised in Chandler. I was born and raised in Hawaii, but then we moved to the Philippines. And then we came back to Chandler, and I went to high school in Chandler. And then we went to Panama, and I went to Argentina. And then I came home, we got married, moved to Panama again. But for the most part, we've been right there in that Chandler-Gilbert area since we've been married. And at one point, the housing market was really good out in Santan Valley. So back in 2008, my wife and I were finally blessed enough to be able to purchase a home out in Santan Valley. And we've been in Pinal County ever since. And so when I was a law enforcement guy at Salt River, Pima Maricopa Indian Community, I saw that I wanted to provide some better leadership for law enforcement, and I also wanted to be part of the solution and not just complain about it. So I decided to run for sheriff, and being that I lived in Pinal County, I ran for the Pinal County Sheriff's Office and was blessed enough to win in 2016.
And your term will end at the end of the year, is that right?
Yes, sir, December 31st. I couldn't do both. I had to make a choice. I would either run for sheriff again or I would jump into this Senate race. And I had a guy, Ross Teeple, who's a lieutenant at our agency, who was willing to step up, and he's going to be an amazing sheriff, good constitutional guy, a guy who cares about the employees and the community, and somebody who is not afraid to stand up for what is right. And so thank goodness he stepped up, and he's running for sheriff, and I've been able to run. I've been focused on the Senate race and still doing my 40 hours a week here at the agency as well. But yeah, it's a tough decision because I love this profession and I've been, you know, nearly two decades in it. It's going to be hard to walk away at the end of this year, but hopefully I'm walking into Washington, D.C. and taking my service there.
That's what we hope. We're speaking with Sheriff Mark Lamb, from Sheriff of Pinal County, up north of Pima County, and he is a candidate for the U.S. Senate with the elections coming up at the end of the month here. People are now already casting ballots all over the state. We had a little faux pas down in Pima County where they put on the sample ballot that the deadline was August 30th. So we want to confirm to everybody that you got to get your ballot in early, that July 30th is the date, not August 30th, as it erroneously states on the sample ballot. So people have to get their ballot in. So when we come back after the break, let's chat a little bit about your platform and what you're going to do for Arizona when you become a United States Senator. We'll be back. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With us is Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senator from Arizona. Welcome back, Sheriff Lamb.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate the ad. Whoever that guy was, Sheriff Lamb, sounds like a great guy.
Yeah. That's an excellent commercial, by the way. And I think you did a good job
thank
on that.
You.
Hey, you know, as I said earlier, it's been a tough primary, and, you know, you declared early and have been in this race for a while, and you've taken a lot of flack over the last few months. And so the question is what differentiates you from the other candidates running for the state of Arizona senator for the U.S. Congress? And, you know, what makes you stand out from that crowd?
Oh, experience. You know, this is like I always say, there's a country mile difference in experience, you know, especially with the issues that are plaguing not just Arizona, but America. The number one issue is the border. Not only am I the most qualified candidate as it relates to the border, I would be the most experienced senator in the Senate as it relates to the border, understanding all aspects of it, And that's truly what they need. If they're going to fix this and get on top of the immigration piece and the border security piece, we've got to have somebody that understands it, that's been there firsthand. Not to mention, I'm the only candidate that's actually run a large budget, balanced that budget, stayed within that budget consistently for the last 8 years as a sheriff. And then I'm also the only candidate that brings law enforcement experience. These are all the top issues in this country. And I think anytime anybody out there who is a business owner who works in a profession, if you're going to hire somebody to do a job, you want to hire somebody that actually has experience or some type of expertise in that field. And that's the expertise and experience that I bring to the table here for this job. Not to mention, I've worked within government here for the last 8 years. I've been down at the legislature. I've helped write bills. I've helped kill bills. I've helped testify on behalf and against bills. We have done a lot of work, not just on a state level, but a federal level. I think that it's the experience that really sets me apart from all the other candidates. And I've been a lifelong conservative, and Arizona needs a proven conservative leader and fighter right now.
We're talking with Sheriff Mark Lamb, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate. Sheriff, obviously the border is the number one issue, especially for Arizonans, probably the economy and other things. What are a couple other major issues that you'd like to work on when you become a senator?
Look, we've got to reduce the size of government. You know, EPA over the last 3.5 years they've passed another 25,000 pages of regulations, which has cost us Americans $54 billion more every year because $54 billion a year more because of all their guidelines. We've got to get our water protected in this country or in this state. We've got Yuma. They produce 97% and ship 97% of the leafy greens, not just here in America, but in North America, Canada as well, from October to April. We've got to make sure that the water is sustainable. We've got an economy, like we talked about, that's bad. We've got to get our energy independence back. We've got to have somebody that understands the Constitution and that the government is far surpassed that. The 10th Amendment needs to be respected. And the most recent decision, the Chevron decision by the Supreme Court, now we have the opportunity to really roll back a lot of these regulations that government put in place under that Chevron decision. I look forward to being part of that. Not to mention, you know, making sure that we're getting good federal judges. I watch these hearings all the time for these people that are trying to be judges. And this is one of the roles of Senate. And these folks are woefully not, they're not experienced and not the right choices. And we've got to make sure that we're getting good judges, good people that are going to have a long-term benefit to this country, not a negative impact.
I think that issue of water that you've talked about is really important, especially down here in southern Arizona, out by the airport, and just in Pima County in general, and certainly for the huge growth in Maricopa County, especially specifically in the Phoenix metro area. You know, water is an issue for Arizonans, and the Colorado River is facing limits on what it can provide for us. And so this water issue that you're going to tackle, you know, you think about people who have come before you, who have Mo Udall and other senators and Barry Goldwater and so forth, who this water issue, it's kind of like the sleeper issue of Arizona. It just is going to hit us face forward here eventually. If we get up to 10 million people in the metro area in Phoenix, what are we going to do about water? So this is an important thing for the United States and for Arizona.
Absolutely. Look, water is life. If we don't have water, especially in a desert, we're in big trouble. You've got to have people that understand the management of growth of our state, but at the same time, they are choking the life out of agriculture in this state right now. Whether it's farmers, you know, in Pinal County, our water was cut significantly, so we are seeing a lot less farms and crops in there in Pinal County than what we're used to. You know, you talk to ranchers and farmers and people in the mining industries and all these different industries that have really built Arizona. Now they're basically choking the life out of those. And we've got to have representatives in Washington, D.C. As a former dairyman and part-time farmer as a dairyman, I understand that these folks need to be represented better at a national level, and I hope to be a champion for those industries.
We're listening to Sheriff Mark Lamb, soon to be Senator Mark Lamb from the great state of Arizona, who is running for Senate and hopes to win in the primary coming up here at the end of the month. Ballots are out and people are voting now. You know, it's clear that our country is divided, that the political discourse in our country is pretty loud on both sides. If you became a senator, what could you do to help heal these divisions and work across the aisle? It seems like now if you reach across the aisle, you're censured by your party and you're told that you can't do that anymore. How would you heal our country and these divisions that seem to just permeate our politics now?
You know, I think that's why being an elected official, especially a sheriff over the last 8 years, makes me very qualified for this. Look, I've been serving Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And what you learn is that my job is to solve problems. And party politics is not something we think about when we show up to your house to restore the balance and order to whatever chaos there is. And being in law enforcement, you gain a certain temperament, an ability to sit down and look at all of the evidence and all of the testimony and all the different thought processes that go into an issue. And it gives you some clarity as to how to move forward, always keeping in mind God, family, freedom, and the Constitution when you make those decisions. So I think the experience that I've had over the last 8 years as a sheriff is exactly what they need out there. Somebody that actually is focused on solving problems, not creating problems or driving a wedge between problems because of party politics. I think in this country, and the fact that there's so many more people becoming independent voters tells you that they're tired of the party politics. What we need are people that are actually going to represent the people of Arizona. And they have to understand that they represent all aspects of Arizona's night. We've had a very successful over the last year and a half of being able to capture all Republicans, a lot of Independents, and even a lot of Democrats have seen that, look, I may or may not agree with him, but I love his common sense approach to things and his willingness to sit down and listen and be an easy to get along with person, but that's results driven as well. And I think that's what Arizona needs.
Well, we've got a couple of weeks left here in the primary. Before all the ballots are in on the 30th, how can listeners get in touch with your campaign, donate to you here? You still need money. You know, that's the one thing people may not realize. It takes money to run a campaign, especially one at the Senate level. It's a pretty significant amount of money. And how can they support your campaign?
Yeah, thank you, Ed. And honestly, even though we still have only less than 2 weeks, I didn't want you to add on any more days because I'm looking forward to the 30th.
Yeah.
But we've got less than 2 weeks right now. And please, folks, money still matters. We're still doing radio ads. You heard one of the radio ads today on Ed's radio show. We're still doing a lot of text messaging. A lot of work is going into it. And you can get online at SheriffLamfordSenate.com, SheriffLamfordSenate.com. You can donate there. You can volunteer. But more than anything, folks, please, if you have an early ballot, send it in. Don't wait or drop it off. If you are going to vote on the day of elections, please vote. We got to get a better turnout in these primary elections and certainly in November as well. And please tell 10 of your friends, hey, look, I heard Sheriff Land today. Sounds like a common sense guy who loves the same things that I do. That's how you can help us. But please go to SheriffLamfordSenate.com. You can contribute today and follow us on social media, share our messages. But more than anything, please, whether it's for me or anybody else, please get out and vote.
Well, you have a huge family and lots of supporters up there in Pinal County, and you have quite a following down here in Pima County. We're pretty excited about your candidacy and the common sense approach you bring to the Senate race. We appreciate that. So if you were to have one dream for as you become a senator, what's your American dream? You know, what everyone talks about there being an American dream. What do you see for the good things in our country over the next decade? What are you looking for?
Less government, more freedom. That's what our founding fathers gave us. The government increase of government has not bettered our quality of life. Our food is not better. Our energy is not better. Our safety is not better. The way we do that is giving that to the states and the local communities, reducing the size of federal government, reducing taxes, reducing government restrictions on business. So over my tenure as a senator, I would hope that if I can accomplish something, it would be to reduce the size of government and the impact they have on American lives and return it to the constitutional republic that our founding fathers set for us.
Excellent. Thank you, Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County, a candidate for U.S. Senator. If you haven't voted yet, turn in your ballot. Make sure you mark it for Mark Lamb. That's a double entendre there. You mark it for Mark. So make sure that you mark your ballot for Sheriff Mark Lamb, candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck to you on the last few weeks of the campaign, and we look forward to a positive result for you.
Thank you so much, Ed. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
Great. You're listening to Jump In Tucson on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump In Tucson. You know, on Fridays, we talk about success stories and good things that are going on in Tucson that are powerful and wonderful for our community. And one of those is an interesting organization that came a couple of years ago. It's been around for a long time, but opened up a location here in Tucson, the Catholic University of America in Tucson. And with us are two of their representatives, Kiernan Roach, who is Assistant Dean, and Cassandra Lopez, who is an admissions counselor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you first. Just give a brief rundown of Kiernan. We'll start with you, and tell us a little bit about your journey, Australia, Ireland, and Notre Dame, and all the things that you've done that have brought you to Tucson and become a principal here, and just tell us that little journey that you have.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been in Tucson for about 14 years now. When I'm here, I like to say I'm from originally the southwest, so grew up in Australia down there. But education was really pushed by my parents and really a means of being able to do a job that you wanted to do because you love it. And so was able to get into college, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Didn't want to be a teacher. My mom was a teacher. But then found my way back into teaching and enjoyed it a lot. And so from doing my undergrad in Australia, I came out to America and joined the University of Notre Dame and did a master's program in education. And through that program, I was placed in Mobile, Alabama. And that was a great experience down there. And from there, heard about what Notre Dame was doing out in Tucson in trying to get high-quality education in elementary schools in Tucson. So moved out to Tucson 14 years ago, came here, and helped with a network of schools in the Diocese of Tucson here, grew some of those schools, and then heard rumblings about this Catholic University of America coming to Tucson. And that got me really excited because as a former elementary principal, we had two goals, college and heaven. And it was in that order, college and heaven.
Right.
And so then hearing about this college, and again, it's the first time higher Catholic education is available in our diocese, and excited to share that we graduated our first students. And so we now have graduates here in Tucson through the program.
A little point of personal privilege here. You know, my name is Ed Ackerley, and my nephew, Chris Ackerley, is the Pima County Treasurer. His brother is Ed Ackerley as well, and Ed is a development officer at Notre Dame, and he's been there for many years and enjoys living there and being part of the Notre Dame experience. And of course, my brother Keating, who is Chris and Dad's dad, is a deacon in the Catholic Church, so 6 degrees of separation, as they say. So Cassandra Lopez, you're a graduate, but you're also a Tucsonan, and you're an admissions counselor now. But tell us your journey here through Tucson and getting your degree at the university.
All right. So, yes, I am. I've been a Tucsonian since I can remember, since I was little. Moved over from Chandler when I was a baby. I had my majority of my education at St. John's Evangelist Catholic Church or school. And after that, I attended Pueblo High School, and shortly after, I decided I wanted to be a vet technician. And so I went to Pima and got my certification to be a vet technician. And I worked there for 2 years. It actually kind of, it happened during COVID when I realized, okay, I don't want to stay in this field. I want to do something more. I want to prove myself to myself that I can do so much more than I ever thought was capable. I eventually decided that I wanted to go back to school, and I didn't even know where to begin. And my mom, Lydia Lopez, who's the director of religious education at St. John's, told me about CUA, and Kieran reached out to her. At that moment, I was like, okay, if this isn't a sign, I don't know what is. So that's when I decided to go for it. I had no interest in business whatsoever. I wanted to go towards the science route. And once I joined the program, I realized, wow, the amount that business has, the impact it has, is so much bigger than I thought. And I definitely developed an interest in that. As far as the education goes, I mean, it was a wonderful journey. And yeah. I became more confident overall. And thanks to the support of my husband, Guillermo Islas, he helped me get through school, and I was able to focus entirely on that. And then here I am today, finally graduated, didn't think it was going to come, but here I am, and proud to support CUA and be a part of this journey and spreading throughout Tucson.
That's great. Another little point of personal privilege each year for the last several years. Bill and I run a charity called Coaches for Charity, and we deliver Thanksgiving boxes to St. John's School every Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We've been doing that for years, and your mom is part of that experience. So, small 6 degrees of separation, as they say, yeah.
And Cassandra's been very humble. She graduated summa cum laude.
Oh. So
not a small feat, and just has the coveted recognition of being the only student that has taken every one of our classes.
Oh, fantastic. So now as a guidance counselor or an academic counselor, you know what the classes are. You've taken them all.
Yes.
And you know exactly what they're in for and what they're going to expect. Well, could you give us just a little bit of a history of the, some people may not be familiar with the Catholic University of America based in Washington, D.C., and its broad swath that it has in the country and its history over the last 28 years. Just tell us a little bit about the Catholic University of America.
Great. Yeah, we like to say the Catholic University, capital T with the, being it is the pontificate, meaning that only one Catholic university in a nation can be the pontificate university. That means it has it was instituted by the Pope, and so Pope Leo was the first initiated that in the 1800s. And over time, it was seen as a formation of priests, but then now it has lay students in the DC campus with it. And now in 2020, when we started, we were launched into the Catholic University of America in Tucson, a branch campus. And so given our location here in Tucson and the lack of higher education options, we've got a couple of big in-state colleges, but not many private colleges. And so the university really wanted to reach out to the Southwest and serve a community that had no interest, desire, or means to go to Washington, D.C., but also did deserve and wanted a high-quality Catholic education. And so Tucson was chosen as that site, and it was chosen in part a lot by a lot of the community members in Tucson that got involved when we were looking at the feasibility of that. There were a number of sites that were looking, but at the time, Mayor Rothschild was in office, and so as a civic leader, he too had reached out to the college, and the partnership with that exists in Tucson with San Miguel, the Crystal Race School, that has a work-study component where students at that high school go and get work experience at school. That very much is embedded in our model where we place students with guaranteed internships. And so we knew that the employers were ready to take that on. And so the Tucson just also itself as an economy drives on small business enterprise. And so we felt there was just a need here to retain really talented individuals in Tucson and get them highly educated and connected to workforce.
Great. And speaking of that highly educated, and speaking of you, Cassandra, taking every one of the classes that are offered in the Tucson campus, what are the degrees that are offered here in Tucson?
So as of right now, we have 2 degrees. When I first started, it was only one, but with expanding and everything, I'm excited to say that we have 2 now. The first one that I took was a bachelor's degree in business management. And the other one is a bachelor's degree in interdisciplinary studies.
So what would a student get if they took the management degree, business management? What kind of courses would they take? Marketing and those kind of things?
Yes. So you have a wide variety. You have anywhere from accounting to financing, international business, marketing. I love it because if you don't know where you want to go or what you want to do as far as business goes, they help introduce all of it and what is involved in business. And so you kind of get a sense of not just what you want to do, but who you want to be, what kind of leader you want to be. And they really push that at CUA is be the leader that makes the change. Right from the very first class of Vocation of Business, we talk about the importance of having a moral compass. And I feel like a lot of us have lost a sense of that and what is right and wrong, especially in a business aspect. So that's something you wouldn't find at any college other than CUA, is that really driving to be a force of good.
Great. And the interdisciplinary studies program is obviously a broader swath of classes, a little bit more broad, kind of similar to a liberal arts kind of a degree.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we came about through our connection with Pima Community College that we see that great work that Pima Community College is doing. And there's also a shift in higher ed to kind of bring back a lot of skills to the bachelor's programs. And so it was an opportunity for us to be able to leverage our partnership with Pima Community College. And so we can now accept up to 84 transfer credits in to a bachelor's. And then through that, the programs at Pima, if students have certificates or associates, we take those credits and then finish out the bachelor's with this interdisciplinary. So we know the power of a bachelor's and what it means to families and to students that may not get access to jobs because they just can't connected or need the bachelor's just to get the interview. And myself too, benefiting being an immigrant and knowing my bachelor's even from Australia was recognized here and able to be transferred skills. So those bachelor's degrees, there's a lot out there where people saying, are they still worth it? And especially if you're trying to improve your life circumstance and economically where you're positioned as a family, we really see the value of this bachelor's, and we've really tried to create a program that gets students a bachelor's and graduating debt-free.
Great. When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the Catholic University of America in Tucson and how students who might be interested and families that might be interested in this intimate private university here in Tucson might be able to get involved. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. We'll be back right after the break with more from the Catholic University of America in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, your host. We're with the Catholic University of America in Tucson, Assistant Dean Kiernan Roach, and admissions counselor and new graduate, Cassandra Lopez. Good morning to you both again.
Good morning.
Morning.
So you indicated that the Catholic University of America in Tucson is a small, intimate, private college. So how many students are enrolled in the program now? You started with none, and you're building over the last couple of years. So how many students are enrolled in the fall?
Yeah, so for the fall, we have 60 students enrolled in programs. And in our courses, we have classes that have no more than 20 students. So actually, at the moment, I think our largest class has been 14 students. So, but that even as we continue and grow, we're at 60. Our goal is to be at 120, 200 in 2 years. We'd like to get to 400 students in Tucson. Mm-hmm. That's our goal for that. But still always no more than 25 in a class, because we really think that intimate approach is something that we can provide, and especially the connections with the instructors.
Right. So, Cassandra, if you're out there as an enrollment counselor and so forth, who is the typical student? Who is the you? And who are you looking for to come to the Catholic University of America in Tucson?
So, in my circumstance, I would say it's a little bit of a different scenario than your typical student. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who didn't go and get a bachelor's degree, and they're already in the work field, and they discover that they want to do something more. Just like me, I realized I wanted to change my outcome in life. And so, I mean, I definitely am reaching out, especially, I mean, of course, to every student, but to those who think that it might be too late, to definitely come back and pursue their education, because it's never too late. And I know it's hard with the family as well. And here I am today saying that I did it even while pregnant, right, in college. So it's never too late. Right. That's what I look for in every student, is never, like, don't ever think that you're not capable, or prove yourself wrong.
Right. That's fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about the faculty. Who do you have teaching these young people that are coming in, and a little older, some of them, but the young people that are coming in taking the classes, who are the faculty?
Yeah, it's a great question. So this is a unique aspect of our model. So our faculty, our courses are built by renowned faculty from our DC campus who build a semester worth of coursework inside the learning management system. And basically they sign, seal, and deliver a course for that. And then the students do the course partly online in a learning management system where they're watching maybe a 10-15 minute video, taking assignments, discussion boarding, posting activities, interacting online with students. And then a big piece is meeting for 1 hour a week at the end of the week on a Friday, or sometimes we also do a Thursday Zoom call. And then that time, that lesson for the hour is taught by a local instructor. And that local instructor is very important to us, that they're the connector to industry and they're connected to Tucson. So, for example, we have a marketing class. We have in that class someone that's connected to marketing that would be teaching that course. If we have a business law class, it's a lawyer, a practicing or former practicing lawyer in that course with that. And similar with our accounting class. With the accounting, we like to have practicing accountants, and even our econ class has a currently sitting CEO. And so we do that, and we do that intentionally, one, to show students that you can be this person who is connected to industry, and then to connect that person to an industry that they may have an interest in, that here is a local person that can be that bridge. And many a times that the instructors, we also have an internship component of the course, may take on some of the students to become internships in their own places of employment in the Tucson community itself.
That's fantastic. So you got great students, you got good alum, good faculty, and you also have some pretty notable alumni who've come out of the Catholic University of America. Well, we're sitting with one right now. We're sitting with Cassandra Lopez, who is the number one alumni in Tucson. But the Catholic University over the last 100 years has graduated some pretty significant people, senators and business leaders and media personalities and so forth. Are there a couple notable ones that you can bring to mind that might be some important people?
Jonathan Rumi.
Okay.
He was a speaker at graduation, and I was lucky enough to go to Washington and graduate with the class of 2024 and hear his commencement speech.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And you know, guys like Brian Williams from NBC News, there's congressmen, there's senators, there's even some presidents, I think, that have been at the Catholic University of America out of Washington, D.C. It's considered, the university is considered one of the most powerful incubators of politics, political education in the nation's capital because of where it sits and because what's going on there. It has a very long history of providing education to those folks that are pursuing that political view in their life, but also with a Catholic and a perspective that is important, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm glad you brought that up too, because in Tucson, sometimes we feel like the new kid on the block, or people don't know the recognition of the Catholic University of America. So we're trying to really establish ourselves. And so we are very much known on the East Coast, whereas not as much known here in Tucson. But with amazing students like Cassandra just graduating, and she's one of four that graduated with us. We had other students that also are going on to great things. So some of our students have been admitted into Ella master's programs. We've also had students that have done internship placements with us, who then have gotten full-time placements upon graduation. And so it just speaks to the quality of the education that they get, and the well-roundedness. And I get the fortunate to be able to teach an intro class, a first-year class, and then a senior capstone, and just seeing the growth over the program. And that's what I enjoy about being in education, is exposing the students to these situations where they just grow. And many of the times the students that we're encountering just haven't had this opportunity. And we feel like we as the Catholic University of America have a obligation to connect students to places where they can thrive and be successful, as well as give them a strong, solid moral education, a high quality education, and also to one that doesn't leave them with a mountain load of debt, but being able to continue and be successful in their lives.
And you keyed on the important word there, success. We want to thank you for what you're doing for the students in Tucson. And, you know, if somebody wanted to connect, they should look up on the website and connect with you folks down at on Stone Avenue in Tucson and apply, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
We're big in that. Well, I do this to my students, that I give out my personal cell phone to them because I believe so much in education. So if this has resonated with anyone, you can call and text me directly. So my number is 620-687-3912. It's originally a Kansas number, so you are not getting the Wizard of Oz when you text that, okay. But you are getting the Catholic University of America.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, the Catholic University of America in Tucson. A great success story, starting out several years ago, but graduating some wonderful students. That's what Jump in Tucson is all about, great success stories. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice.